Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to do a quiet time with God. First thing as you wake up before you do any other thing. Go to your prayer altar. Sit down, kneel down, lie down, walk up and down, whatever posture is comfortable for you. Listen to Turning Point and engage whatever faith prophetic action we will be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Then read the portion of the short Bible study for the day from our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. Turning Point booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100501. Do so today. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 16th day in October. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Your day of blessing has come. This is the day. God has been blessing and helping you in different ways before, but today's own shall be unique. I don't know whether you have faith to receive this. God shall give you a blessing that cannot be hidden. All eyes shall see it, and you shall be congratulated. I know you are a shy person, but your miracle will announce you. God will give you a shouting miracle, a self-speaking and self-announcing blessings that everyone will celebrate. So shall it be. Get ready for it. Send us the testimonies when these things begins to happen. I don't know who this person is. God shall orchestrate great things for you. From this moment, the workings of the power of darkness against your life shall crumble. Who is this? You don't get things done early except to struggle and struggle before you see results. And most times, the results are far less than the struggles and the waiting. If that describes you or anyone you know, put your hand on your chest. I prophesy to your life. That narration is changed today. From now on, you will do less and get more. The affliction of prolonged struggles ends now. From now on, you will do a little thing and you will see the power of God. You will not have to wait endlessly for your miracles to happen. Who is this also? Your life is running contrary to your dreams. You are not living your dream at all. This is not your initial dream and vision for your life. This is not what you planned. This is not what you hoped for. This is not what you prayed and wished for. Your life, in your marriage, courtship, relationship, in your business, in your traveling plans, in your career, in your ministry, your health, your project, your program. This is not your initial dream at all. And someone too, you are not at your level. You are receiving far less, living a low level, frustrated, unhappy. If this describes you also, or someone close to you, you can stand in the gap. I anoint my tongue, and I bow my knees before the God Almighty to pray. Everyone described by that word of knowledge, God will reverse that situation. Something went wrong. A strange force came in when men slept. Unavoidable mistakes was made. Whatever it is, receive divine restoration. God will redeem time for you. New opportunities will open. Destiny helpers will show up. You will still live your dream. Your level will change up. It won't be long. It shall be like a dream. Those that looked down on you before will have every cause to look up to you. All the grounds you lost shall be recovered. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, it shall happen as God showed it to me. Everyone concerned, fast from morning till 1 p.m. for the next 5 Fridays, beginning from this Friday. Don't forget, break the fast by 1 p.m. Then pray warfare prayers. Describe the miracle you desire before God. Then put whatever battle seed that you can afford behind it. Do so for the next 5 Fridays. Let's see what will happen. You will have a new story to tell. You won't struggle for things to happen anymore. Now, October 16th celebrant, Open your hand for prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall celebrate October 16 yearly in good health, in peace of mind, and abundance in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the third day in our 7 days of personal, intensive, effective, and effectual prayers. James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Your prayers will avail. First prayer today is from Isaiah 22, verse 22, and it reads, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon your shoulder, so you shall open and no one shall shut. You will shut and no one will open. Let's do it this way. If you have any key near you there, hold it. If you don't have a key, find something to represent a key. Your biro, your pencil, a stick, your brush, whatever can represent a key, raise it up and let me pray. And say with me, pray this prayer with all your heart. Say, oh Lord my God, I hold this key prophetically. Let my desired doors start opening. Name those doors you desire to open for you or your children. Name them. Your business door, your miracle door, your visa door, your marriage door, your baby door, your victory door, your promotion door, doors of my own house, doors of my own car, doors of my business outfit, doors open. Begin to say, my doors open. Mention those doors. Those doors you desire for yourself, your children, your sibling, your parents. Command those doors to open as you turn the key. Yes. That's it from today. My word shall be the final. No one will shut the door that has been opened. In Jesus' name, say amen. Next is from Psalm 26, verse 3. And it reads, thou will keep him in peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted thee. Let's pray this way. Be loud and be effective. Say, I receive grace for peace from the Lord Almighty. O Lord my God, give me peace all around me. My home, peace. My body, peace. My workplace, peace. My immediate environment, my immediate family and extended family, I prophesy peace. Air of peace, blow around me. Atmosphere of peace, surround me. I shall enjoy tremendous peace in all I do. My life and my destiny enjoy the peace of the Lord. Say amen. Yes, from today, the Prince of Peace himself will live in you and walk in you. Next, scripture for prayers. Isaiah 28, verse 18, and it reads, and the covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. Amen. Let's pray it this way. Pray it well and pray it strong. Say, O Lord my God, according to your word, arrows of death against me and everyone connected to me, but fire back to the senders. Evil covenant of death be destroyed now. Arrangement and agreement with hell, you are removed from my life and lineage and children forever. In the name of Jesus, I stand against death. In the name of Jesus, Jesus died young for me to live long. Jesus died at 33 and a half years for me to live up to 120 years. I shall live to my good old age in peace, in good health, in prosperity and power in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also pray the prayers and receive the blessings. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube and you are a true TPGF members or you daily listener to this program, do so now. I started saying that from yesterday. I want you to subscribe to our YouTube. We want to grow our YouTube page to 500,000. And we can do it. Help us to make it happen. And it is simple. Go to your YouTube and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. At The Real Femi Emmanuel, written together in small letter. On your YouTube, tap the subscribe button and turn on notification. Do so today. Do so that we can both grow this ministry all over the world. and let everyone connected to you encourage them to do the same. Today is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone number for more inquiry, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Centers. Two services will run tomorrow. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Do so. And then, today, Wednesday, October 16, is the National and International Ministers Conference that I've been announcing for a while. Venue is Goshen Land, opposite Allen Avenue Junction, right on the main road there, Ikeja. Time this morning is from 10 a.m. and it is interdenominational. Iron sharpens iron. Come and receive fresh oil for a sustainable, expansive, and explosive ministry. Joining me for the National Ministers Conference ministration today is a father in the body of Christ, the General Overseer of the First Choir Gospel Church in Nigeria, God Servant Reverend Sam Aboyeji. Please come. From Abeokuta, we have positioned coastal buses to bring ministers from Ogun State. You will only need to call and book a seat on 0802-779-6376. Buses are coming from Ibadan. Coastal buses, air conditioner, but you need to secure your seat if you have not already done so. Send an SMS or a call to 0806-928-6662. Do so. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Please connect. And from Lagos, those coming from Lagos, please, for more inquiries and information about the ministration today in Lagos, SMS, a chat or a call to 090-555-14460. Do so now. Pay your tithe, and all the seed we preach and teach and encourage is a covenant work we are going to have with God as long as we live. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal information, all those of us sowing and paying in dollars, in euro, Canadian dollars, use the PayPal. Only those that are in UK doing it in pound sterling will do it through our HSBC account. Send a chat or please give me the commission's details to +234-809-789-4000. For those in UK, send a chat to 074-111-28401. I speak to everyone's life today. You will see the hand of God greater and bigger and stronger than before. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.